President Obama's plan would call for an end to the Bush tax cuts, effectively raising taxes on individuals earning more than $200,000 a year and households earning $250,000 a year from 36% to 39.6% and 33% to 35%, respectively. Congressman Cantor says President Obama's insistence for these cuts to expire penalizes those who create or who could potentially create jobs.
Small business people often choose to be taxed as individuals rather than as a corporation to pay less taxes. You raise taxes on people making $200,000 and up, you make it more difficult for businesses to create jobs.
Cantor says, however, there is room to compromise on a host of issues on which the White House and the House Republican majority have similar positions.
Tax relief for small businesses, reg relief for small businesses, trying to work on the infrastructure program in this country to make it more efficient. Looking at the trade bills to see if we can get those passed. Let's try and get some wins on the board here for the American people.
Craig Carper, WCVE News.